Stephanie Elizabeth Briggs, the creator of Heart Blossom, where I offer soul guidance to a global community of healers, artists, and heart-centered visionaries. This is your moon message for the new moon in Pisces, March 13th, 2021, and that is exact at 6:22 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time. Sun and the moon meeting up at 23 degrees of Pisces, and then nearby in a wide conjunction we have this whole cluster of Venus and Neptune at 19 to 20 degrees of Pisces. We are absolutely at the height of watery Pisces season. I certainly have been feeling all of the feels and the abundance of water, and the water element, of course, corresponds with the emotional level of our experience, as well as the intuition, the subtle energies. Now, leading up to this new moon, many of us have been going through sort of a cosmic wash cycle, opening old or stored emotional energy, grief, shame, fear, all those more challenging energetic states that we may carry. And it is something that is literally moving through our bodies, and we may have physical symptoms that correspond to our emotional state. So in this process, which I have certainly been in, I've been feeling into and practicing unconditional positive regard, which to me is an energy of divine love. It's acceptance of what is. It is an energy that we can practice embodying. When we can hold this energetic space, we create space for life, which includes the flow of our feelings. So we have space to be and to feel. And in a way, it connects with a theme that we often hear with Pisces of surrender. Surrendering to divine will, surrendering to the flow of life, to the circle of life, which includes death. And this cycle is present for us right now, as we come towards the end of Pisces season and the sun will be moving into Aries in just a week's time, bringing the spring equinox here in the northern hemisphere, the arrival of spring, a brand new astrological year. But before that rebirth comes the surrender, comes the willingness to wash away what has become stagnant, what is ready to move on, what is ready to be released and renewed, and what is ready to rise and emerge from the waters. This is the mode of tuning into spirit, vision, intuition. They communicate through symbols, through feelings, through subjective experiences. So our calling at this time, and with the blessings of Venus and Neptune in Pisces and the sun and the moon, this is a really dreamy time. And although we may have been awash in emotions, there is also that fresh, clean, renewed, sparkling feeling that comes after the downpour. And so at this new moon, we have openings for divine inspiration, for otherworldly connection, to open up and participate in the waking dream that is life here on Earth, with faith in the process and in the journey, knowing that we're learning more and more how to see in the dark and trust our sense of where we're headed, what is the next step and the next one after that. This can be hard because a lot of us really struggle to be with uncertainty in the process. And I've been noticing for myself some of my own patterns and old survival strategies that tend to show up for me in a situation of uncertainty. I, in particular, notice two different phases. One is a hypervigilance, where I'm sort of mobilized and especially tend to be in my head quite a bit and catastrophizing and just imagining all the possibilities, but mostly like what is or could go wrong. And I realized that it's a way of managing the vulnerability and all the fear that would come up around situations that are still developing in process, in progress. I would try to create a sense of safety by planning and plotting and being ready for any possibility. And then there's another sort of the flip side of this coin is like a lot of avoidance and kind of spacing out, dissociation, procrastination, just, you know, finding any excuse to not get started on something. So in a way, that's like a shadow expression of that surrender, where it just becomes an abdication of any power, any capacity to respond or influence the unfolding of the situation. Instead of asking what could go wrong and looking for all the things that could go wrong, all the things that are a problem, all the things that I should be afraid of, instead, I try to ask what's possible, like with a curiosity, by simply shifting that. And I say it's simple, but it's not always easy, especially if you're triggered, if you're in like a heightened emotional state. Curiosity helps you intuitively open to receive insights and support from your guides on a more physiological level, neurological level. Curiosity helps you get into your executive functioning abilities, which helps you to be with complexity and be effective at problem solving. When we continue to practice and root into this sense of possibility, we are rewriting our paradigm in our minds, in our hearts, and in our nervous systems even. It's not a magic wand that just erases all the barriers and the problems, but it can help you just open up your capacity to actually respond from a really resourced, resilient, grounded place within yourself. And that's when you're in a position to really receive and collaborate and co-create with life and the spirit of life. And throughout all of this, practicing flowing with your timing, your process, divine timing, synchronicity, even as we are feeling coming in this Aries fire, quick energy of spring coming ahead, it's okay to still take your time. And I'm even thinking of this again with the pandemic, as more folks, at least here in the United States, are getting vaccinated and places are beginning to open up, and we're being told that things could be much more open and quote unquote normal again in just a few months. And I admit, for me, that's like hard to process, even though on one hand, I would say that's something that I've been longing for the last year, and yet I've been existing in this pandemic life, and that has become normal to me on some level. And so there's a need to still have a transition period into a different level of activity and mobility. We also have some energy for change and healing. We have Saturn, of course, still in a square to Uranus. This is a more long-term influence throughout this year, and it's just reflecting that things are changing, minds are changing, structures are changing, but it's coming in fits and starts. It doesn't happen just in a unstoppable, linear, constant growth paradigm. It's cyclical, it ebbs and flows. But we are in that process of shifting from the status quo into what's next. So there's perhaps a sense of electricity or also pressure or frustration at times. But there's also an energy and a sense of commitment and an energy to commit in the long haul for new projects and initiatives, especially those, again, that have to do with collaboration and community, conversation, discourse, expression, communication. Also, Saturn is in a sextile to Chiron and Ceres, which are conjunct in Aries, bringing a theme of existential healing and this idea of upgrading your worldview and rooting it into your daily rituals and rhythms. And that's how we make it real in our individual lives. And that's how we co-create a life-affirming culture. Culture is what we do, the way we do things. So we can have our personal culture and we can share that with the other people in our lives. And that's how we can change things. And of course, also, as I've been sharing here, being open to whatever our actions are, how we want to contribute to all of this evolution that's happening. Before I go, I just want to share some updates about my work and what's coming up. And first of all, I'm excited to be offering moon messages here in podcast format now. And it's sort of a transitional time while I'm actually creating a new podcast that is in the works behind the scenes that will continue to feature these moon messages that you've been enjoying while also adding some conversations with some of my brilliant fellow humans on the journey of life here. So definitely stay tuned for more on that. I hope to be launching that within the next month or so. In the meantime, I do actually have an invitation for you to join me on Saturday, March 20th, for the Spring Equinox Circle. So this is a free seasonal gathering. I will share a little bit about the equinox and the energies of the moment, and then we will actually open up sacred space, and I will guide you through a meditation where you will connect with your own spirit guide team and get your own direct message and experience to guide you through the spring season. I hope you'll join me. It's absolutely free. It's open to everyone. And you can sign up on my website at heartblossom.life and look for the banner on the homepage. And if you can't join us live, there will also be a recording available to everyone who signs up. So again, that is Saturday, March 20th, and that's at 2 p.m. Eastern time here in the U.S. I want to thank you for being here with me today. Until next time, wishing you all the best on your journey. Take care.